इला प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पश्चाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नामस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवादी प्रचारने निर्वशेष शून्यवादी पाचाचार देशाने श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। वट एवर आई नो वट एवर आई ट्राई टू स्पीक इज बिकॉज अ मर्सी ऑफ माई गुरु महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद। आई न्यू नथिंग about Krishna consciousness before I met him, and I still don't know anything. I'm trying to follow him. So please bear with me. Whatever I remember, I'll try to tell you. Actually, we should be very honored, more than honored, that we are belong to the parampara, and our guru, and for some of our great grand guru, is Srila Prabhupada. Nothing bigger than this. I recall when we joined in 1968, by the way, the first devotee I met was Jayapataka Maharaj. He was like Maharaj, like this. I think he has enough prasadam within that time. We talked about that. And the best quotation about Prabhupada, which I found, was done and written by Vishwa Tirtha, who is in charge of Sri Krishna Math in Upadi. He states very clearly that Bhagirath brought the Ganga in from the planet, upper planet, to this world. But our Prabhupada brought Krishna, Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sir, he brought Krishna Bhakti not only to India, but all over the world. He changed the whole world. And that way, he compares Prabhupada is bigger than even Bhagirtha has done it. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll have two sections of the slides. One is the first portion, where some accomplishment of my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, and the second will be some personal stories, and as the pastime we had, and my wife Ashalata and my children with Prabhupada. And as you could see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that in every town and country and village, my name will be sung. And who did this? Srila Prabhupada. And going back to the Haribol, next slide. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur in 1885 written in the Sajna Toshti that there will be a person who will appear, who will take the name of Krishna and Krishna Bhakti all over the universe, including Russia. At that time he predicted. And what? In 1896, Srila Prabhupada appeared in this planet. Next. You see, this was the prediction in early 1896, and then Prabhupada on September 1, 1896, Janamashtami that year was 31st of August, and 1st of September in Calcutta, Prabhupada appeared. Jaya Srila Prabhupada, he did indeed appear on September 1, 1896. That our Guru Maharaj, who has taken the name of Krishna all over the world. I recall in 75, I'm sitting with Prabhupada, and people used to come in those days. They used to doubt that, is it real, all these white people who are coming? So many people will ask, show me the magic. To Prabhupada. And Prabhupada used to tell always, why I should show the ashes? He said, you go to any halwai shop, the sweet shop, they'll happy to get rid of it. And some of the gurus and these people, I would not say use the word bogus, they bring some cardamom seeds. Why we have to go to a guru to give cardamom seed? There's a grocery shop, you can buy 1 kilo. I think now they come in the packages too, by the way. So, Prabhupada used to say, this is my magic. he used to call it, Maharaj, forgive me for saying that, why my white elephant, dancing elephant. He used to say that. The first experience I had of giving the class was 1975. We walk with Prabhupada. There's 500 people, 600 people are sitting. At that time, if you know, Krishna Balaram Mandir did not have the outer wall. There was a big tamal tree. Prabhupada sits down, and I'm sitting on the floor, and it's all sand everywhere. And hundreds of people are sitting there. And he says, Subha Vilas will give a class. I'm looking at Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, I'm thinking in mind. I could not say anything to Prabhupada. I said, I never gave a class. The deal was 16 round and 4 regulator principle. What is this class business is? Like, I'm a businessman. I just came to visit you. Prabhupada said, no, you speak. So Prabhupada gave me some energy. So I spoke in Hindi and about Prabhupada only. I don't know all the shlokas, my shlokas, I don't know Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. I knew about Prabhupada and his accomplishments in America. And after that, we went to the room, and like a little child, those days I had black hairs too, by the way. I was young, and I'm asking Prabhupada, how was it, how was it? That how I spoke. And Prabhupada said, very good, achha kiya, very good. Because mere se to log sunte hain daily, that they listen from me, but now they listen from their own man and they can believe me. The Brajvasi can believe me now. So that was our Prabhupada. So often, everybody asks to Prabhupada disciple that you can describe your relationship with Prabhupada. It's very hard. Like for example, this was the first year after Prabhupada's disappearance that I went to the temple. I never attended for 35 years or so. Prabhupada disappeared in there. I couldn't have courage. I'll go outside sometime the temple. I could not go in. So that was our love for Prabhupada. It was like a father and son relationship. We'll go through some of these slides later, but some of this is, I remind the story. Again in 75, my son is about 3 years old. He was sitting with Prabhupada. We are all sitting with Prabhupada. Ashtalata is there, talking to Prabhupada. It's 2 o'clock, and he went to sleep in Prabhupada's lap. And in Vrindavan. So we want to pick him up because Prabhupada had to take rest and eat something. And Prabhupada got very mad. He said, "Aap khyal kar sakte hain uska? Main nahi kar sakta. I can't take care of him. He's my grandson. You go." As a chhadke duradiya mein. So we went to our room. We had to prasad. We had to sleep. And about 5 o'clock, there's a knock at our door by a devotee. He said, "Wake up, wake up, wake up. Prabhupada coming to your room." Prabhupada is holding the little child hand and bringing him. This was love. Now, he, Suradas Prabhu met him, my son, and other devotees. And also now Yugendar Swami and everyone. And now you ask him what he'll do for ISKCON. He said, "What I can't do for ISKCON." The other way around. You want blood, you want to know how much, where. That's what love of Prabhupada brought these devotees. You see, in America, even in India, there's so many strikes. People get paid, they still strike. And we all used to work for Prabhupada, and Maharaj knows, everybody knows, that free, 24 hours a day, whatever Srila Prabhupada wants, we were there. Okay, Prabhu, next. So, when Prabhupada was here, he opened 108 centers. Now we have got over 400. I think we are running very close to 500 centers of ISKCON. That's the greatest accomplishment. Australia to Zimbabwe. There are 60 farms, 50 schools, about 100 restaurants. And biggest achievement is Srila Prabhupada books. There are over 80 books. One day, Prabhupada was serious too, and he used to joke around too. He said, when you write these books, you get the royalty. Like, you know, when these authors, lots of people write a book, they get the royalty, they get the money from the printer. Prabhupada said, I wrote 80 books, and all these my disciples give me 2 chapatis and some dal and sabji. This is my payment for 80 books. So 60 volumes have translated, the 80 languages, and almost every language of the world, the books are available. 500 million pieces of Vedic literature. No other organization, nobody can say this thing. Again, getting back to 75 or 76, Tumal Krishna Maharaj, myself, some other devotees are sitting with Prabhupada in Vrindavan. A new set of Srimad Bhagavatam comes, one volume. Prabhupada opened it because it always was a custom to give first copy to Srila Prabhupada in those days. And Prabhupada started crying like a little child. The eyes won't stop. There's water coming. And we are asking Prabhupada, what happened? There's something wrong with the book. He said, no, there's nothing wrong with the book. Because this book is not written by me. It is written by my Guru Maharaj and Krishna. So this was humbleness of Prabhupada. Here we bring one flower to somebody, say, I brought you a flower. Have you noticed it? Actually, somebody told me my this trip to Vrindavan that all those different gurus, you name Kripalu Maharaj, other guru, Guru Des, they have the maths on their name. Kripalu Maharaj temple, this temple, that temple. Srila Prabhupada never put anything on his name. Everything under ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That was his greatness, always. He put everything there. No personal bank account, no Switzerland bank. He was so humble, and his relationship was like every devotee felt when, as Bhakti Siddhanta said, when he looked at you, you could see in his eye, in your eyes, the Prabhupada looking at you. And he was very observant, Srila Prabhupada, every time. Like, class is this big and Prabhupada knows what's happening. There's so many things we can tell you, but mainly, there's one story I recall. After a few days, staying in Vrindavan with Prabhupada, Ashwatthama and we decided with the family, let's go and visit the other temples. All right, 3 days away from the class, Srimad Bhagavatam class, we come. I sit down in the middle of the class, and Jairadava Madhava is sung by Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's next sentence, Prabhupada says, Subha Vilas, where were you for the last 3 days? Now there are 500 devotees, but he saying, Prabhupada is looking at, and I know, everybody looking at me now, all the devotees turned around and looking at me. Give the answer, where were you? For 3 days you missed the class. And I just wanted to go away from there. I was so much thinking what to answer. Then I told Prabhupada that we were looking at the other temples. Then he gave, actually that class he gave is about that. If you look at the internet, you'll find it in the Prabhupada class, that Hindu temples and our temples. Prabhupada said in that lecture, our system, ISKCON system, is that when the money comes, first we take care of the deities, then the building, then ourselves. But in the other temples, they take care of their self, then building, then something is left over, let's take care of service to the deities. Okay, Prabhu, next. That is billions of plates. You see, there's another organization, I don't like to name, in America, there's billions and billions sold. But we have given billions of plates of prasadam, of vegetarian food, to relief organizations. Prabhupada, as you could read, no one should go hungry in a 10-mile radius of the temple. And especially our temple here in Mumbai or Bombay is very nice. I was so happy when I see the food for life, the lineup of prasadam. And a couple of days, even they were serving halwa. They were very great. Next. You see, here, this was the prediction by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Oh, for the day when the fair-skinned men from their side will rise up chanting, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan ki Jai. And you can see that prediction is true, and it is all work of Srila Prabhupada. He used to say that I did it alone. Prabhupada went to a lot of difficulties. That in 75 again, we were sitting down talking to me like a son. So often I used to read for Prabhupada in Hindi, and Prabhupada asked so often, Subha Vilas. He won't call me Subha Vilas, he called my old name, Subhash Chandra, because that's a Bengali name. Subhash Chandra, theek hai, what can I know? I don't know the political system in India. I said, yes, Prabhupada, theek hai, chalte jao. So, in 50s, Prabhupada said that he went to so much difficulty. His age was in 50s and in 1950s, because he appeared in 1896. So after his business was closed in Allahabad, that some of his employees stole everything, Prabhupada didn't mind that. But in Jhansi, where the League of Devotees was there, that was taken away by the governor. So Prabhupada had no place to stay. So he comes to Delhi to start ISKCON idea, so he can spread the movement around the world. And there in Delhi, no one helped. No God brothers, nobody. No Gaudiya Math, nothing. They had a center, but our Guru Maharaj has no place to stay. Can you imagine? Now I go to Vrindavan, here, Suradas Prabhu, oh, give me a car. I want a car outside. I don't want to walk up there. And Prabhupada, when he walk all day in Delhi to go to a printer, go to distribute the books, and at night, no place to stay, he'll go to one gentleman or somebody meet, he stay there. Once, a bull hit him, and he was lying down on the sidewalk. And at 48 degree, he got a stroke at that age. And I came to ISKCON here. I want an AC room which works with a remote control. So this our Prabhupada, he went to very much hardship. Then he moved to decide in Delhi. It was not much prospect. So he went to Vrindavan. And near the Keshi Ghat, before he moved to Radha Damodar temple, there is Vamsi Gopal Mandir. He took a room on the second floor. But his instruction, which was given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj in 1935, he didn't forget that, to print the books. He will go from Vrindavan to Delhi for printing. And Prabhupada from Vamsi Gopal temple, 3 miles, he'll walk to Mathura Road to get a tempo for 10 paisas. Then he take a third class train from Mathura to Delhi. And from Delhi station, if you have seen it, is a complete chaos. And then he'll walk to Red Fort area. We wanted to do the shopping this time. We decided not to go to that area in a car. The Khari Babli, all those areas are so crowded. And Prabhupada will walk. Can you imagine walking that much? And all day, even the printer said once to Prabhupada, why, Swamiji, you're doing this? And Prabhupada said that, it's my mission. What we have to do for our father, we have to make this our mission. We are so fortunate. We got everything ready-made. Look at this center. Can you imagine that all of us, few of us, take the bricks and bring it and make it? That's what Prabhupada did. And then, at night, when he comes at 10 o'clock, he'll take a 10 paisa tempo. I don't know if you have seen those tempos. That is a seating for 10 people, and there are 30 people piled up there somehow. And Prabhupada, again from Mathura Road, walked to Vamsi Gopal temple. And someday, he'll go for a Madhukari. Someday, he could not in Vrindavan. So this was our Prabhupada. He did that. Such a hard work. And you look at the room in Radha Damodar temple, not a luxurious room, just a small 8x12, 100 square feet room, a small kitchen. So such a hardship Prabhupada went just because of all of us and what he has given us. Now we have to not only protect it, we are expanding it, and we have to be very sincere for his mission. Okay, Prabhu, next. You see, Prabhupada is the one who brought the men of every caste, creed, religion, turn into Krishna consciousness. You people have not seen it here. Like, you live in Bombay, it's normal in India not to drink, not to eat meat, not to do this, not to do that. But in America, when I went there in about 50 years ago, probably 48 years ago, it's all those things. Actually, we are looking at it, that place is like Lanka Nagari was there. That was named by my wife. That everything is there, all the money is there, but all the bad activities are there. Some of people have seen or heard about Las Vegas. Even the American people who are so low, they call that as a sin city. This is what goes on in America. But Prabhupada changed that. Just turn the devotees. And right now, we are preserving Prabhupada's legacy in Los Angeles. Everything has been properly protected. We are going like a museum style, so we can keep it for as long as possible. That we are cultivating the next generation of devotees, and I am seeing that happening. That is because of mercy of Prabhupada. Prabhupada wrote this to us, that 74, that Toronto is a very important city, and it is fitting that you are contributing to make a first-class temple. So we could not find anything at that time. We just kept hoping. But Prabhupada came in 1975 to Toronto, and he looked at the Toronto building, which will come. And he inspired us to buy that building. And it became true. And that building was purchased under the pretense, under my name, I bought it. They asked, it was a missionary church. What do you want to do? This? I said, we are going to open a club. What are you going to serve? We are going to have a bar. We have a bar. But we have got a nectar bar. We didn't tell anything wrong. And after they sold it to us, they found out, this is Hare Krishna. They did not even had a courtesy to be quiet about it. He interviewed by Toronto Star, Mr. Reeve. He said that, Pastor, I would rather burn it than giving it to ISKCON. That came in the paper. But that was too late. Krishna already got it by that time. So that was Prabhupada, whatever he wanted, he told us that don't buy land, buy a built building. My devotees in America won't be able to build it for 20 years. So, next Prabhupada. That is the first time Prabhupada entered ISKCON Temple in Toronto. And here Prabhupada getting out of the car. We had only one car at that time, so we managed somehow to take Prabhupada around. Next, Prabhu. That Harishori, by the way, was there. This was the, Harishori. Could you see him next to Prabhupada? Right there. So he wrote about Prabhupada. Next, Prabhu. This was the darshan, first darshan of Shishi Radha Kishore Gopinath in Toronto. That is Prabhupada tour of Toronto Temple. By the way, this same hair is there, little different color. That's myself and with Prabhupada. And when we are walking through the hallway, Prabhupada said in June 76, he said, I like this temple. I would like to stay here forever. And you can feel Prabhupada's presence in that temple. So they stayed only 1 week there. Next problem. And that's Prabhupada giving a lecture, morning class, and Prabhupada went about 10 minutes when he was chanting Jai Radha Madhava, he went in a trance. And then he came back all of a sudden. That was that picture just before that. When he chanted Yashoda Dandar Braja Jana Ranjan, Prabhupada just stopped. Everybody was looking. We were just stunned. What happened to Prabhupada? And then he came back. Next Prabhupada. And this is, of course, Prabhupada's most famous cookies giving in Toronto Temple. And Prabhupada blessing people. Next Prabhupada. Sorry, we are rushing that because I have about 100 and some odd slides here. Plus we have another 400 or 500. So we just show about as many as we can with the time permitting. And this is the Prabhupada lotus feet in Toronto. I had opportunity to wash his lotus feet. There is a story behind that also. This is Toronto Temple. So when Prabhupada came to our house, in those days, there were so many GVCs and there were so many restrictions. Women was considered like little less brain. They say mother move. It was a normal procedure. With the mother move, we had to go through. So first year, we didn't know much. Ashalata will explain how we met Prabhupada. That will come in a minute. But when Prabhupada came second time to the house, we were a little more smarter. We knew how to play things also. So there was one screen door to come inside, and there were over 100 devotees, GVCs, everybody standing outside. And he walks in. We put a chair for Prabhupada, and then I walked in. So she's standing. Nobody can enter from the door. They can chant as much as they want outside. And then I'm washing Prabhupada's feet, and she's talking to Prabhupada in Hindi. Prabhupada used to love to talk to her like a daughter. So about 10 minutes pass by, I get a hit on my head. Prabhupada says, Bhaskar, stop it. Because after I washed his feet, I was drying them with my hairs. Could have dried with these. I had a little longer, as you could see in those days. I kept drying his feet with my hair, and she kept talking to him. And then all the devotees came in. So next. And that's where he morning walk. First year, as you could see, I was initiated, but I was wearing the pants. So, probably remind that you could see 19. If you see the picture, you could describe 75. I was wearing pants. 76. I was wearing dhoti, and that was at the beach. Another story at the beach. In those days, the new law came in Toronto that no dogs allowed, and they put the sign up. And after the dog, you have to pick it up. Prabhupada stops at the sign because there's nothing written under it. Prabhupada, look at the sign. And Prabhupada looking, he says, what is this? We explained to Prabhupada. He says, see, we play God, these people play dog. And we don't have to pick up the stool after the dog. Devotee can enjoy. Same thing in Chicago. In the morning, walk. And the grass was being cut, freshly grass. We are walking in the north part of the Evanston, and Prabhupada walking, and Prabhupada said, look, Prabhupada stops. Everybody used to tell Prabhupada, good morning, all the workers, everywhere Prabhupada goes. And if you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, one place, Prabhupada mentioned this, somebody said, good morning, how are you, Swamiji? Prabhupada said, he must have seen me on the TV. So there, Prabhupada said, see how lucky you are, you don't have cut a jai, Shishi Radha Sham Sundar ki jai, Gonita ki jai. That the grass is, look, all the maintenance is done for the devotees, so we can come and do the japa mala right on top. They are doing all the work for us. Next, Prabhu. And these are some of the pastime in Prabhupada on second floor room. That's one of the, used to be President Vishwakarma Das. And that, I think, Jayadvaita, is it? Yeah, Jayadvaita Maharaj there. Little younger, of course, on those days, that's a long time ago. And Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, I think if we see the table, might come. But Prabhupada wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, some pages in Toronto also, when he was there. And we still have that table. By the way, we have a lot of paraphernalia of Prabhupada at our house. We have sofas, tables, chairs. We have carpet, so many items. So next time you're in Toronto, you can come and visit us. We'll show it to you. I'm not that much surrendered to give it to museum yet. Maybe later, little bit. Some things are gone, but some are still there. Prabhupada gave a 76, he gave me a blanket, and still, till today, you can smell sandalwood. That's 35 years, 34 years, still you can smell. It's so soft, it's so beautiful. Next. Again, this is...
That is washing the
feet
of yours.
That is washing the feet where? I can't see. Yeah, that right there. Yeah, washing the feet of Prabhupada. And then this is at the house when Prabhupada came, at the home. And could you see a fan there, a square fan? Oh, is it coming again or no? No, fan is there. There's a fan there, right? Only the rectangular fan. It might come again. There's a story about that. What happened if they turn the fan on? Jagdish Maharaj, everybody, all the GBCs are there, Brahma, everybody who is there. But Prabhupada is sitting like this and the fan is here. Prabhupada is getting no air. Everybody turning on, off, and Prabhupada laughing. Prabhupada knew what is going on. Prabhupada is saying, try, keep going. And Prabhupada didn't get air. Then Prabhupada said, ulta hai. That is the other way around. What was there? The fan was this way and they are taking the air, they're standing in the fan, front of the fan. How can the Prabhupada get air? So then we turn the fan around. So this is some instructions. Yeah, that Prabhupada when he came to the house, that was Yeah, that's Ashalata throwing some flour and we'll see. I think maybe it's some of the other slides, we'll see it. Next, Prabhupada. That is Prabhupada in Toronto Temple, 76. Next. That's on the top. We'll see some more slides with a little enlargement. That is Indresh, my son and the daughter. He still remember Prabhupada very well. Not a vivid memory. His memory is completely strong, day by day. And there's in the Harishori book, there's a story about this piggy bank. That piggy bank, I don't know, India, we used to say Punjabi, Buguni, where you put the money. I don't know what you call in Hindi. You know, piggy bank, the kids put some money in there, like coins. So this was like the, and the story is like this, in 75 when Prabhupada came, my son was very attached to him. He thought like a grandfather. So he wanted to give Prabhupada this piggy bank. And Prabhupada took it. Prabhupada shook it. He says, half full. I don't want to take it. You fill it, I'll come next year and take it. So, after a few days, he took the money from everybody, he filled it, he's waiting for Prabhupada now. And next year, when 76, this is what I'm saying, Prabhupada's relationship. He remembered when he came, we didn't give it to him. When he came to the house, he said, where my piggy bank? And he took it back to the temple, got it counted, took the money, he told Vishwakarma, give me the dollars. He took the dollars and gave the back the empty piggy bank as we have it now there.
Prabhupada so, is shaking that piggy bank.
Prabhupada is shaking that piggy bank
in
the first year.
First year. Half empty?
He's half empty there.
He piggy bank is in Prabhupada's hand. He's just shaking it.
He's just shaking it. That's the piggy bank there.
And here he's doing the flower.
That's the next one. out of hundreds of devotees, actually, Ashalata will tell how we invited Prabhupada to come to Toronto. I had no idea in those days who is GBC, who is where, what level, who has to ask everybody. I invited Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada will come and 3-4 devotees will come. We'll manage, I'll pick them up from the airport, Prabhupada, and I'll take him back after a week. When I came to the temple, they said, it doesn't work like that, we have no room. For Prabhupada, old temple on Gerard Street, area where people throw the bottle, drunkards, we were in the area which was low. He said, where we are going to put Prabhupada? I said, I don't know, there are 4 people, I can put it at my house. He said, doesn't work, 4 people, there are hundreds of devotees from all the temples show up there. I said, Prabhupada, we have to manage, now the invitation is extended. So we managed, and when Prabhupada came, we asked Prabhupada, would you like to stay at hotel, we knew Roy York Hotel, which is one of the biggest hotels where Queens comes and everybody stays. Prabhupada said, no, we have to stay with the devotees. And we had, again, no money, so what we did, we took a piece of plywood, people 4x8, we cut into 2, we made a bed with the 4 legs for Prabhupada, put a piece of foam. And that's where Prabhupada stayed. But we had a conference, press conference for Prabhupada at Royal York Hotel. Very big. First class. All the reporters come. And Toronto Star is the newspaper, which is the largest newspaper in Canada. And the reporter from that, she comes almost half naked, mini skirt. She came in a mind to defeat Prabhupada. That was her intention, that she'll come in, she's going to defeat Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's sitting there, all the reporters are sitting there. The first question was being asked by Toronto Star, because that the, like as who, the biggest people ask that. She asked Prabhupada, have you seen God or Krishna? Prabhupada looks at her, he says, yes. You want to see it? The whole questionnaire of her spoiled. Because she had Prabhupada say no, yes, maybe. When Prabhupada said yes, all her questions were all wrong. Then Prabhupada preached it to her. Prabhupada blessed her. So she wrote a nice article about Prabhupada. Nice picture came in Toronto Star then. There was no criticism. Yeah. And Resh is taking flower. Prabhupada calls him out of hundreds of devotees and calls him and gives him the flower and tells him to stand next to me. That's right there. Now, of course, he's 6 feet. He's no. Okay. Next problem. Yeah, this is the picture where this is the temple, Hare Krishna Temple in Toronto. It is a landmark on Avenue Road. That's where the Parliament of Toronto is, like Ontario, State Parliament. And that's our temple there. That was by the structure of Prabhupada. And these are all the devotees there. That in 1976. It's very, very nice. Prabhupada wrote it to us. By the way, the day we... It was church. Missionary church. Yes. Christian missionary. This is the Pastor Reamer who told Toronto Star, I would rather burn it than giving it to ISKCON. So Prabhupada got it. And actually, when we bought this, we sent a telegram to Prabhupada that we got it. We achieved it. If there's a time permit, we'll tell you how it happened, but let's see how it goes. Then Prabhupada immediately, Prabhupada so conscious, he sent a telegram to Subha Vilas, congratulations, and AC Bhakti Vedanta. So it was very, very nice. Prabhupada used to write so often. He wrote a letter to my son and daughter. I am always thinking of you. He has it enlarged. He keeps it always with him. So for a great saintly and a busy person to say, I'm always thinking of you, and writing time, finding time to write it. That was very great. When Prabhupada used to write the letters, I remember in 75, in the morning, 20, 30 letter, 40 letter, he dictated. In the evening, he won't sign one letter till he hears everyone, and he chastises the secretary, I didn't tell you to write this. You don't change whatever he said. That he remembered everything, what he said in the morning. And have you seen Prabhupada's signature? You try to sign 20 checks. If I write Subha Vilas, at the end you might see S, V, you might see it. But Prabhupada, every signature, you are always well-wisher, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So, this is a Prabhupada. He didn't care about himself. I know in Toronto, he had a toothache. You'll see maybe his picture. That much swollen. He won't stop preaching. He won't go to dentist. But physically, all were pushed to Prabhupada. I'd beg him and beg him. He took him to dentist. And the dentist was so happy to do the work on Prabhupada. He said, my life is successful from now on. He said, what to use of charging? He not charging. He was so happy to see that. And I also had a Prabhupada passport in my hand for renewal. When the devotee went there to Indian consulate, they were saying, yes, no, take 4 days, 5 days. But then I took it and they saw as an Indian. I said, that's like your guru. And the guy did it without checking anything. He stamped, renewed, 10 years. So there was Prabhupada mercy there. Dex Prabhu. This is Prabhupada gift for every season. Prabhupada Vani, books, prasadam. So many devotees came with reading the books and lots of came with the prasadam too. And this is Chichi Radha Kirchar Gopidath, the deities in Toronto. Next Prabhu. This was presentation also shown in New Year. So, we request everybody, and it still applies, New Year or not New Year, we can chant, read, eat prasadam, distribute books, serve Krishna and his devotee, love, cooperate and associates. Next Prabhu. This is, thank Srila Prabhupada, your ever well-wisher. So as we discussed before, he has done so much for us, so much difficulty Prabhupada went. Now as his children and grandchildren, is our duty to just serve him unconditionally without the only difficulty. There has to be difficulty at the family. Three people, husband and wife, there's always a difficulty. But here, the big organization, there's always a difficulty. But we don't give up the service to Prabhupada. Difficulty will go away automatically. We just forget about it. Actually, Suradas Prabhu said it very nicely on that day. So you think of that. You just keep service. You keep going on the service. You just do your service and don't worry about it. So that was our Prabhupada. Next Prabhu. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parachaya Srimati A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prachira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Next Prabhu. Next. He was really Jagat Guru who had changed the whole world. He empowered Master who can give a shelter to all, and he's giving us a shelter. You can see a personal experience. I was nobody. I didn't know what is going on. What to speak of Krishna? Nothing. And Prabhupada brought us, all of us. That is his mercy that we are all together. Otherwise, I would have gone 50 years ago to America. I would not have seen any of you. It's all because of Prabhupada. This link is Prabhupada. Next, we keep on. Next file. Now we go to the Prabhupada, different pastime. We go to different slides. How much time we have? Okay, let me see. Oh, we got some time. Thank you. Oh, yeah, there was a, sorry. No problem for them to club. Like when we got that temple, I was working at 390 Bay Street and their lawyers were in the same building. It was a coincident. And Prabhupada instructed, actually, even the last word on 1975 visit, when at the airport, the glass door at the airport is closing and Prabhupada tells me in Hindi, clear cut, Subhash Chandra, ye aapki duty hai, ye mandir ko khareedna. That you must buy this temple. I'm nobody. That was Prabhupada mercy. And we are looking at $500,000 building in those days. We have only $10,000 in our ISKCON bank account. Not even that, or $9,000, I think, something. No money, want to buy a building. We went ahead and signed it. Everything mortgage, signed everything, people put our house, anything was needed to get a loan. And go there. First question was asked, what do you want that building for? We want a Hindu club. What are you going to do there? We are going to dance and have bar. That's what we do. We chant Hare Krishna, dance, and then we drink juice, nectar every day. The nectar being served. So, and they did not doubt it at all because of Prabhupada's mercy. And they even gave us a mortgage. By the way, the first mortgage for 3 years we are paying to the same church. At 12%, they gave us a first mortgage, second mortgage, Bank of Montreal, and we got it. And actually, Vishwakarma was a little careless last day. When we went to get the keys, after we got the key, his neck be exactly like this, was showing, and just a little piece of tilak. He didn't watch it properly. He had a pant on, but you could see his neck beat, and immediately the pastor Reamer was furious. He was like going like this. You. He couldn't say anything. So we had the key. We already paid the money. Signature were done, registered. And we immediately, by that time, Prabhupada had a telegram that we got it. And Vishwakarma keeps calling me. He knew it. That was the day, closing day was there. Like they call it closing of a deal. So he keeps calling every 10 minutes to my office. And I know I won't answer the phone in the office. She knew that we got the temple. So I went home. Took a shower. Came back to Gerard Street about, what time, 6 o'clock? 6, 7 p.m. And we used to have a fire alarm, that bell in Gerard Street, that three-story building. So I rang the fire alarm. And devotee knew something had happened. And I remember devotee ran down and fell. Some of them fell. And
big chanting,
big prasadam that night was such a loud kirtan. Never heard that we got it. Such as, in those days, it was such a small thing. And very small. Gerard Street was just, there were three rooms, three bedroom, small bedroom downtown. That's what we had. But this was just a monument. To get a Hare Krishna. Then in the paper, everywhere, Hare Krishna got a...
Landmark of Toronto.
It's a landmark of Toronto. Still it's a landmark. Right now, my estimate is about $20 to $30 million building. We paid $500,000. That was... Okay. This is Prabhupada's visit to Toronto. So... Hare Prabhu. That's just... This is a morning walk. Prabhupada, this is... So, next, again, Prabhupada giving, always he used to talk something in the morning walk. One day, 75, he wanted fresh haldi. In those days, Toronto, there were not that many Indian store. I told Prabhupada, I can't get a fresh haldi, I can get only ginger. He said, okay, that's better. Something is better. Yeah, this is, some of the devotees you will recognize, the Prabhupada. Yeah, this is Prabhupada coming to the temple. That's at the Pushta Krishna. That's at the house. Yeah, when he entering the house there. Pushta Krishna there, Hari Shori there. And that's where the washing of the feet happened and they were all outside. They could not enter everybody because the door was so small. That is Prabhupada giving the instructions. Again. Next. Yeah, this is Prabhupada. That is the picture outside. That's Indraesh there. That Prabhupada on the morning walk. That's in the park, Don Valley Parkway. And this was a priest, I think. He became a devotee. That's a morning walk. Another picture, morning walk. That is... Again, this is at the house when Prabhupada leaving. And this is again boarding walk. We can stop there for a second. You want to tell how we went and met Prabhupada? Okay, after this, okay. No, it's short and doing now. Okay, now. So, and next, one more. Yeah. No, one more. Yeah, that's leave it like this. When we joined, as I said, we met Japataka Maharaj and two other devotees. There used to be only three devotees in Toronto Temple in 1968. And Asha Lata and we had only one desire, not to take initiation, just to see Prabhupada and touch his feet, that who has changed the whole world. First time we went, we just saw Gaur Nityai and picture of some sannyasi. So then later on, we found out the Prabhupada and we got preached and we had only one desire to touch Prabhupada's feet. And all the instructions coming from GBC initiated, you have to shave up, you have to do this, unless you are a disciple, you have a diksha, you can't touch Prabhupada's feet, there are hundreds of disciples. I said, okay, we'll try, whatever happens, it happens. So we drive, Vishwakarma told that, now she can say that, okay. She has a better memory of that. Closer.
I'll just give you a little bit of reference. Like we started going to the temple in 1968. At that time, we didn't know it was Hare Krishna temple or we didn't see any devotee or and nothing. Just we went to the temple, gave some offering and just came back. In 1969, he comes home, he tells me that he saw some devotees on the Bloor and Young Street. I said, I can't believe it. In this country, devotees, not possible. And also, I was very Krishna conscious before I left India even. My attraction was only Krishna, no one else. And when we left India, I told him, get me some Krishna picture. At that time, he didn't care. I did not bring Krishna picture with me when I left India, but I brought Krishna in my heart. When I saw the devotees, I said, come, show me the devotees. I want to see the devotees. And then he took me, and first he brought the picture on the Polaroid camera. He said, look, I'm not lying. I said, okay, fine. Take me there. Then he took me in 1969 to Bloor and Young, and I saw the devotees. I inquired where they are, what the temple. Then we went there, and then we kept going on, and but we were not so serious. Just go and come back, whatever. And then when I saw Prabhupada's picture, that is it. I said, this Mahatma has changed these people, Western people. I want to touch his lotus feet. That's all my strong desire. Nothing else I want. I want to touch his lotus feet. And Krishna made the arrangement. In 1975, Prabhupada came in Chicago and Vishwakarma told us that Prabhupada has come to Chicago. And then we took 2 weeks holidays and we went there. 12 hours drive, we went there. And then all of a sudden we heard Jagdish Maharaj. Darshan time, darshan time, darshan time. I thought that's the only time we are going to have darshan of Prabhupada. So we left everything, we went to Prabhupada's room. We walked there with our dirty feet and then nice chadars, white chadars, we put our bed footsteps there. Anyways, and then Prabhupada, when he saw him, he bowed down and paid the obeisances and he said, this is very good devotee. He's a very good devotee. That was his first word come from his mouth, that he's a very good devotee. You know, we were nothing. You know, we just went to see Prabhupada. Anyway, then Upendra gave him the prasadam, strawberries. And then every morning, 2 weeks, he was going with Prabhupada in the morning walk. And then I was going in the evening because ladies were not allowed to go to morning walk. Every morning he will go and evening I will go. One evening I did not go. And Prabhupada asked him, where is your wife? Why didn't she come? I'm just remembering all his pastimes with me, you know. And then one evening when all the sannyasis, devotees were gone, he told Prabhupada, my wife has come all the way to touch your lotus feet. That's the only reason she has come here. Prabhupada said, okay. He removed his dhoti from his lotus feet like that and he told me to touch my lotus feet. And I touched his lotus feet and that was it. My mission was fulfilled at that time, you know. After that, you know, he was so observant that when I didn't go, he was saying, why, where is she? Why didn't she come? Same way Suavilas told you, in Vrindavan we were not there, where were you? And then one time in Detroit, I remember, in Chicago, one devotee was from Detroit. He was inviting Prabhupada, the Prabhupada come to Detroit. And then he was sitting nearby. He said, Toronto is not too far from Detroit. And he said, Prabhupada, you should come to Toronto also. So we invited him without knowing, as he told you, that there's some red tape also, you know, we were just newcomer and we didn't know we should invite Prabhupada or not, but he invited. Anyway, so Prabhupada said yes to Upendra, write down in his diary, we are going to Toronto. Right away he accepted our invitation. And then when he came, he gave us so much nectar in 1975 and 76. 75 when he came, temple was very small, and then we showed him the building that as you saw, he told Subha Vilas, at that time he was Subhash Chandra. He will, in this 1975 he was wearing pants and shirt, and then in 76 the dhoti, and he told Subhash Chandra, you have to buy this building. Not one time, he instructed many times, even when he was leaving airport, you must do this job, that is your duty, that is your service. With Krishna's mercy, that service was fulfilled. And then some devotee asked, Prabhupada, when you are going to come next? And he said, he will come when this building is purchased. That's the condition he made. That building was purchased, and then he did come, and he wrote the congratulation letters and everything else. And then he visited again to our house. Another nectar happened. There are so many other stories. One time we went to Detroit, that was 1976, yeah. And I was sitting, I said, Prabhupada, keep us in your lotus feet. He said, you are already in my lotus feet. That was, you know, that was his response. You are already in my lotus feet. So it was so much, he was so merciful with the children, as you know, it's a piggy bank story. And when in Toronto temple picture was taken, Prabhupada called my son, Indesh, come. And he put him near his lap, and he gave the flower and to Meenakshi. It was unlimited mercy was given to us, whether we were qualified or not, but Prabhupada was so merciful unto us that I cannot even imagine. And that's the only reason we are still in Krishna conscious. Doesn't matter what goes on, we are still in Prabhupada's family. We will remain there always because of Prabhupada's mercy. You know, there are so many other stories. I don't think we have so much time. And then.
Anyway, getting to Chicago, 75. There's a Rath Yatra.
Yeah.
And on State Street, right in the downtown, in the city hall, every devotee, nobody's almost paying the obeisances to Jagannath, because that street is so dirty, still it is dirty in these days. Everybody looking for a place, some sannyasi putting dhoti, some devotee looking for a place, putting his legs up and trying to bend halfway. Everybody there. And then Prabhupada comes, Prabhupada doesn't look up anything. Prabhupada pays a dandavat. Then of course everybody else pays a dandavat too, all of us ready to go surrender too. So Prabhupada, then Prabhupada, he didn't see nothing. It was so dirty, that street, State Street. But we had a big Rath Yatra in that year. Of course we had hundreds of devotees. And actually before we go to some more of those, the most memorable, people ask, was my moment was, I'm sitting in Chicago in the Lunt Avenue Temple, that new building with the purchase, I was present there. A devotee comes from Vrindavan and he says, give me a message, Prabhupada was thinking of you in his last days. There was such a greatness of Prabhupada. So this was our Prabhupada. And
Chiku story?
Chiku. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, when Prabhupada came to our house, we offered him all kind of fruits. And I was going to, he likes chiku, Prabhupada likes chiku. So I was going to cut for him. He said, no, I'll cut myself. I'll eat myself. He will do it.
He peeled it and he ate it. So.
And here he is instructing Subha Vilas what to do.
That was
instructions
the
of.
Yeah, instruction. Next Prabhupada. That's again, some of them I repeat because that was a presentation and this is the program in the temple in Toronto. Again, Prabhupada there. Prabhupada in the morning walk. That is Vishwakarma on the back. So, there Prabhupada giving the instruction. There's so many instructions he left us with. Because we asked him all kind of questions and he did answer it. That's at the house. That the fan again on the right hand side. That was the fan which created. That's Prabhupada gate there. That the park there is a very beautiful park there. That the bridge in the park and Prabhupada walking. That the temple was full. When Prabhupada used to come wherever he went. Yeah, that's Prabhupada morning walk. Again another shot of the bridge. By the way, so some of you have heard that, you must have read it, when we offered Prabhupada 7-Up, you recall that? Prabhupada was given 7-Up and he liked it. Prabhupada forgot that in the afternoon. He says, give me that 7 o'clock again. So, yeah, that's Prabhupada giving. Yeah, Prabhupada, as Bhakti Santa said on that day, when he used to walk, actually I found out Prabhupada's height now. I had no idea. Prabhupada used to walk so fast that no young people even could match him. He was going like flying, going. You know, he's always very fast and talking and doing the service. When people say that he was working 21 hour, 22 hour, he was. I've seen it. I stayed with him. At 11 o'clock, he'll put us go to bed, and then midnight, he's translating. Now it is easy for this Prabhupada. Look at that, how he's pressing that. And those days, that was a 8-track, 4-track recorder. Some mistake, even the letters which were typed, if they're mistake. Have you seen Prabhupada's letter? He never had that white out, this, that, no. It has to be retyped. It's always perfection. And with that technology, he was working all the time. Next. Yeah, that's again some of the shots. Jagdish Maharaj there. Okay, yeah, right there. Next. He's there. Yeah, Harishori. This is a morning program, another shot. Again, Prabhupada outside the temple. Another shot. We can keep going. Yeah. Yeah, that's Prabhupada instructing. The temple, you can see it, a large temple in Toronto. But they repeat anyway, some of them. Yeah, that's for washing the feet. Yeah. There at the house. Yeah, people were asking questions to Prabhupada, especially the Indian people. Some of them are objecting our way of Sankirtan. And Prabhupada made it very clear. He said that the disease is very strong also, so the medicine has to be very strong also. So we have to chant. And Prabhupada, normal, as used to, Prabhupada is used to word were rascals. that, you know, they say, like, you know, so often they say this Krishna, this, and they say, can they lift the Govardhan Hill? Even the, he said, forget about the, when it was bigger, right now they can lift it. Forget about one finger, they can't lift it with their hand. So, Prabhupada was very strong and straightforward about his preaching. He never bent down. Won't compromise, no way. Doesn't matter who came. And he treated everybody. Again, going to Vrindavan, sitting down with Prabhupada, and one somebody come from your big city of Bombay, he gave so much money to Prabhupada. He left Prabhupada, gave prasadam, thanked him, and our own devotee, 7, 8 years old, comes from Gurukula, he empties his pocket, gives about 1 or 2 rupees, and Prabhupada makes a comment immediately after he leaves. He says, he's better than that sage from Bombay. I say, Prabhupada, he gave you so much money, and this little kid gave you 2 rupees, not even 2 rupees. He said, Prabhupada said, it's a difference. I said, Prabhupada, what is the difference? He said, he has surrendered 100%. He has nothing. When he goes to Gurukul, he is zero. He has pocket, he emptied the whole thing. And the sage just gave a little drop to Krishna. So he'll get 100%, he'll get a drop back. So we have to serve very sincerely to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was very insisting on distributing the books. So we have to continue on, like everyone. Doesn't matter, you are in Sankirtan party to distribute books, your name is there or not. Everybody should actually make a vow that as we chant, maybe one book a month. You are not a part of the book distribution, but one book. Anybody can do it. Actually, it should be once a week. One book a week. Take it home somewhere, some friend, somebody. And you can give that away. And if nobody buys it, you can spend 50 rupees or whatever the cost is there, $5. Give it to the book fund. So you could see how many guests we have. All of us, all the life members, at least, we are not saying go out, distribute, stand in the heat, cold, or on the Bombay or Juhu Beach. One book a month. That Prabhupada wanted everybody to be a book distribution. He used to say that what is the use of printing all these books if they don't go out in people's hands? Even somebody touches the book, he gets the benefit. Prabhupada said in a full moon day, if somebody gets a Srimad Bhagavatam or give a Srimad Bhagavatam, he goes to Vaikuntha, his life is successful. So we should just make sure that we, all of us, at least give one book a month. All these, apart from the book distributor, don't think that book distributor now start, I'll do only one book a month. That doesn't mean, so Avala said that. It's the people who are not doing it. So you go to Suradas or who are the book distribution in charge is there, buy 12 books for a year, or buy a box, at least do one box. That goes for every life member, every member, everyone. Thank you. That the temple is still the same style, as you could see, when you got the church, it was like doors were like that. Maybe Krishna had already planned about 80 years before we got it. Yes, Prabhu, next. Just we keep going now slowly, because otherwise timing was... Yeah, this is again the house. Prabhupada coming out. Another short of morning walk. Okay, next. That in the temple, Prabhupada did the inspection. That the instructions again. Yeah, and then the other story comes, they used to, on those days, especially in 75, 76, Prabhupada's health was not as heavy, as good, so we used to protect it, especially Pushta Krishna. He was a wrestler, he was a sannyasi. So I went to Detroit to see Prabhupada. Nobody, couldn't come near Prabhupada. That's the period. They know. He won't let any sannyasi, anybody. Only Prabhupada's servant will come in. So he had almost locked Prabhupada there. So I go in there. And he said, no, you can't see. Prabhupada cannot be seen. And then I go and see Satsang Maharaj outside. I said, look, they don't even let me see Prabhupada. He said, okay. He said, why don't you write a note in Hindi? He doesn't know Hindi. You write in Hindi and write down the same thing to Prabhupada, mujhe aapko milne nahi de rahe. So I wrote it down. I gave it to Pushta Krishna. He takes it inside to Prabhupada. And then Sasu said, come and sit with me in the trailer. He had a trailer outside, his office and everything. So I did that. And in 10 minutes, everybody looking, where is Subha Vilas? Where is Subha Vilas? So Pushta Krishna said, you're allowed. Well, I didn't say, I don't know that hard. I said, I didn't write anything. I just said that, ke mujhe milne nahi dete. So Prabhupada, then we went to see Prabhupada. At that time, Prabhupada made a comment, you are at my lotus feet. And actually, even at the initiation time, fire jagai ready, we are not ready to take the initiation. We said, we don't want initiation, we do the mala, that's good enough. Then Prabhupada said, time is now, take it. So we took it. And thank you very much. Any other question you have, please ask anything. There's so many stories, I don't know where to start, where to finish. Like even at the house, you know, so many things happen. Any comments? Anything?
Nothing. I hope you're putting this into a book form.
We are thinking of it, yes. Everybody's saying it.
Surada said the same thing. He said, do it and fast do it.
We'll do it faster. Yes. We'll do that, and there's some other slide too, which we sorted out. These came in an email. The original was just the first presentation, then came in the email, so they got duplicated. So, plus I'm not a computer man, so I don't know. He's the one, so. And I like personally to thank Suradas Prabhu. He does a wonderful job for inviting me, and he's. If somebody wants to be a host in this world, or maybe in this universe, learn from him. First class. Hari Bol. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
No, louder.
Theta.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
And we should all thank you, Prabhupada.
Thank you,
thank Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Prabhupada. Thank you.